We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tour to prepare, ladies and gentlemen.
Now go ahead.
So, people call you, and there's some stuff that I had to, you know, talk. And before you even talk about the item at hand or what the topic of discussion is going to be, you're on the phone 5 minutes answering questions.
That's why I don't answer the phone.
I said, ma'am, I am on a break. Get to what you need to get to, right? And we can just be done. Oh, would you like a callback number? And she just kept going. Like, I was on the phone for 5 minutes and we never even talked about what needed to be talked about.
Oh, no.
Because I'm answering questions. She goes, and what's a good callback number? I'm like, the number you just called me.
Yeah, the number you just, you already have my number.
It's unbelievable.
Sheesh.
So, yeah. So I was trying to, as you can see, I'm trying to get off the phone. She wouldn't shut up. She wouldn't stop. I explained. Still, wouldn't.
She's calling you back now? I could hear it there.
No. Because here's the deal. I had a great opportunity, but I kind of missed out. Minnesota was going to fly me and my son to Minnesota because they have a Thanksgiving game.
Oh, yeah.
And they were going to fly me, put me in a suite, and have me go on air during the game to discuss, you know, Thanksgiving game. And then they would fly me to Cleveland. But, I don't like flying. And so, yeah.
There you go.
Man, that was it?
That was it.
I don't like flying.
I hate flying, dude. And I used to fly 78
times. Does anybody like flying? Like, because I don't have a fear of flying, but I hate just the whole airport thing. Like, if I had a private jet, and I'm living large here, so I'm working on it. If I had a private jet, I'd be all about. I'd fly everywhere, but I hate going through the whole airport thing.
If I had a private jet, I would still drive it at all if I could.
Wow.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with resources or anything like that. I just hate flying. Every time I take off and land, my palms get sweaty to the point where they drip.
Yeah, I do get,
and that never happens in any other situation.
I feel that way when I walk through TSA.
Yeah.
Well, stop trying to bring your stuff.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. Stop looking like this and stop, you know, living up to it, I guess.
Well, what do we have? Dan, give us some headlines on this fine Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
These headlines are brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, a financial institution you can trust. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins, is now offering a 12-month CD with a 4.07 APY. Hurry, this offer will not last. Become a member today. Visit fincu.com for all the details on this fantastic offer. Tonight, the Heat, they look to get back to their winning ways at home at whatever you want to call that arena or the Heat House. They play the Washington Wizards. Tip-off is at 7:30.
Can you even say get back to their winning ways when they're 7-11 on the season? Like, you mean like back to like last season's winning ways, I guess.
Well, just back to some type of winning this season. That's what I'm looking for.
Have they won two straight games all year? Maybe at one point.
Early on.
Yeah.
They've never been over 500.
They haven't. That's right.
Yeah. Which is like, but again, my whole problem with this is it happened so early in the season. Now you're going to spend a month of the season trying to get your rotations right.
Yeah.
And that bothers me because even when everybody gets back, you don't just think it's just going to turn overnight, because even when they were healthy, they were trying to figure out who plays well with who, how we're going to do this, what, who's going to do what, you know, because this team has to make a lot of changes just moving Tyler Hero into the starting lineup. So,
and then if Oladipo can ever play again, can you? That's going to be an adjustment as well. Hopefully, he can lead the bench mob. Yeah. What is going on with that? And Austin Jackson as well. We got some top secret injuries. I'm still trying to figure out what happened to Danny Green in that apartment lobby like 6-7 years ago. So there's a lot of well kept secrets down here.
Oh, that wasn't that well kept.
It was the bath salt.
Oh. Yep.
Well, does it excite you for the Heat that there's growing buzz that Russell Westbrook could find his way to Miami?
Ooh, man, is that buzz growing again, man? I mean, obviously we know what he's capable of, triple double machine, great scoring option, but is he a fit like anywhere at this point?
He's also a bricklayer.
Yeah.
He was coming off the bench for the Lakers last night. I watched the game.
Was that a late one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lakers always play late.
Patrick Beverly, he kind of took a cheap shot. Who did he take that cheap shot at? Ayton. He took a cheap shot at Ayton.
And somebody referred to him as a coward after that.
No.
Beverly's getting called out.
I don't think he's a coward. I think Patrick Beverly's tough, man.
I think he is. He is tough. He's definitely. He's the type of guy you want him on your team. You don't want him on somebody else's team. He's that kind of guy.
They said about Kachuk.
Yeah,
he's a, you know, but here's the deal.
Very different though, because I don't see Kachuk taking cheap shots at anybody. But he's
just
suspended
earlier in the year. What are you talking about?
Fair. Okay. Fair.
Hey, so here's the deal with Patrick Beverly, and here's the only problem I would have with this. If you a tough guy, don't push people in the back.
Yeah.
You tough because you confront people and whatever got to happen, happens. That's what makes you tough. Right? Pushing somebody after the play or cheap-shotting somebody or shoving somebody, that ain't tough. That's fake tough. Right? And so while we all deem him to be tough and a feisty defender, why is all the stuff that he doing sneaking up on folks? So, yeah, he's losing his credibility by his actions, not by what people are saying.
True.
Like, you can't be a tough guy and in your last two incidents, you push somebody in the back. He did it to point guard for the Suns, Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Then he did it to Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Push him in the back. Like, really? You're not a tough guy. You a cheap shot artist.
I think it was Devin Booker that called him out. Now that you mentioned the Suns and Paul, I think it was Devin Booker who called him a coward.
Yeah. But isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
Like, if you get in a beef with somebody and you turn around and walk away and he punch you in on the side of the face when you walking away, is he tough? No.
No.
Because guess what? I'm willing to bet a large sum of money that if DeAndre Ayton was facing him, it wouldn't have been a whole bunch of pushing and shoving. That's how you determine, he got him when he wasn't looking.
Well, speaking
what else we got, Dan?
Speaking of tough, feisty defenders, for the fifth time, former Dolphins linebacker Zach Thomas has been named a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I'm so glad you brought that up because he's, I mean, how many more years can he get? Because they only let you get nominated a certain number of times before you're like no longer eligible.
I think he got 15 years or 10 years or something like that.
Okay. So, I mean, I hope this is the year because Leroy, again, it's like Zach Thomas, he is a Hall of Famer. Like you talk to anyone who ever played with him, anyone who played against him. Yeah. And also, like, you know, people will try and use like stats against his argument. But, you know, I've done the stat comparisons 1,000 times between him and Brian Urlacher, who is a Hall of Famer. They are they are comparable enough that Zach Thomas, to me, objectively and subjectively, is a Hall of Famer. I know he was never as Hollywood as Urlacher was because that guy was on like every commercial for 10 years. But Zach Thomas is a Hall of Famer.
But that's in. I always wish that we lived in a world where the work spoke for itself, right? For example, to not put T.O. in on the first ballot is just spiteful.
Yeah.
You don't have to like him. Yeah. The work speaks for itself.
You shouldn't be like trying to punish people for personal reasons when you're a Hall of Fame
voter. That's what it is. And so, but in contrast to that, you have no reasons. No reasons with Zach Tom. He just wasn't, you know, when you turn on the TV every week, you wasn't seeing a little special on Zach Thomas.
Yeah, he wasn't as Hollywood.
He just went and did his job, right? I mean, you even look at, let's think of JT, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Right?
That was good for his brand.
He did, what did he
do? He's obviously, he's a Hall of Famer anyway, of course, JT, right. But he also helped his brand.
Right. Like, you, I hate that phrase, brand, because most people that use it don't have one, right?
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be about brand. You trying to sell shoes, or are you trying to identify who were the elite people in your league?
Right.
That's what it's about for me. And so you can take all these personal and accounts of why you picked this guy over that guy. Make it about football. Make it about football. And they don't do that. And here's why I know they don't. Because you have to have a local writer come and sell your story. If everybody in that room don't know who the hell Zach Thomas is, he shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
But they do, because if you follow football, you know who the hell Zach Thomas is.
Yeah.
And so I hate the way they just do it in general. Like, ooh, vote for my guy. Vote for my... Nobody... No! He can't play no more football. He can't make no more tackles, make no more Pro Bowls. It's all right there in front of you, and it's been there for the last 5 years. So I don't understand what the hell the problem is. Is that you got guys who want to have power and they use it accordingly. Oh, yeah. He gave me a nice interview. I'm going to vote for him.
That happens a lot.
He didn't talk to anybody. That's why all these guys, you ever notice all these guys right before they get elected to Canton, they all go on a tour like they wrote a damn book.
I'm hoping I can get an interview with Zach Thomas in the coming weeks.
Publicity blitz.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can help him with that.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that this guy's not in the Hall of Fame. It is. Yeah,
it is.
Because guess what? He was just as important as JT.
Yeah, he was. And JT would be the first to say that.
Right.
Zach Thomas was the quarterback of that defense. He was the Dan Marino of that defense.
Right. Forget how he looks, because guess what? Sam Mills was smaller than Zach Thomas.
And actually, once I saw Zach Thomas dunk a basketball in person, it was pretty impressive. I was at I was a student at the University of Miami.
Did he get it with his neck? Did he get? Because he ain't got no neck.
Oh, no neck whatsoever, but he got I was working out at the
You sure that was Zach Thomas?
100% it was Zach Thomas.
And it was 1,000%. A 10-foot goal.
It was a 10-foot goal. It was at the University of Miami Wellness Center. This is when I was a student at the U. He was playing with the Dolphins. This was probably 2004 or something like that. And then, like, I start to hear people, like, in the weight room talking about, hey, Zach Thomas is here. And I go over to the basket. There's a bunch of people watching. He dunks the freaking basketball. It was fantastic. He's, like, 5'10". I was impressed.
Leroy is frozen, man.
Did they cut Leroy's cable?
No!
He froze there.
This is a stop line, Dono! Zach Thomas, okay. I'm going to find out.
He can dunk a basketball, 1,000% guarantee. Okay. You do whatever research you need to do. Zach can dunk a basketball.
Okay. Okay. I met Zach when he was just special teamer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of, you know, we hang out at the same club stuff because I live down here. And so we, you know, hang out whatever. Cool dude.
Get any more headlines?
Yeah, we got tonight, of course, the Panthers. They're going to be playing a very good Bruins team at FLA Live Arena. That is going to be at 7 o'clock. And we got weather from the Mesman and Dover law firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is around 78 degrees, partly cloudy, with a very small chance of rain. It's going to be like this at least for the next couple of days. So your turkey day is looking good, and your turkey day is always looking better as we get closer and we step into the day spa. A woman was arrested for trying to smuggle a monkey into the United States from Mexico, hidden in a beer box.
Whoa. Is that like a turkey replacement for Thanksgiving? What was a beer box?
You can't be smuggling your monkey. You can't put your monkey in a box.
Hey, nobody puts a monkey in the box. Hey, by the way, every time somebody has messed with a monkey, it's been trouble.
Yeah, it doesn't end well.
Leave him alone.
Have you seen the movie Outbreak?
No.
Saw what happened to Michael Jackson? Stupid.
And that woman in Connecticut, like, she had a, I think it was a chimpanzee as a pet, and it tore her neighbor's face, like, completely apart.
It's like the guy in Davie who paid $150 to go pet a Black Panther, and he got his arm eaten off.
As he should? Why would you do that? Right.
He paid money for that.
Wow.
Like, I don't know what's wrong with folks. Hey, the word wild animal has to mean something to you crazy-ass people.
Right.
Right? Wild animal. And see, look, y'all play with snakes and stuff like that. Where I'm from, we don't play with snakes. They're all poisonous.
Ain't no snake gonna be sneaking up on me, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Mm. Like, and so, like, I don't know, like... Man, so they say, oh, man, why are you so scared of wildlife? Like, I'm terrified. Right? Like, I don't know what the hell's wrong with folks. Oh, look, let me tell you something. You ever see a Black dude putting his head in a gator?
No, I haven't.
Why?
It's always some trashy,
you know what he doing?
Long-haired
he
white
on
guy.
On the other end trying to figure out how many gator bites he can make.
I'm with you on that one.
Ooh, that Creole sauce is so good, though, too. Oh.
Hey, Dono, there's Creole sauce depending on who makes it.
Uh-huh.
You could put it on everything.
I don't know if everything. I probably haven't had as high level Creole sauce as my two New Orleans natives here on the page have had, but I did go to, as Dan remembers, a few years ago, went to a wedding in New Orleans. It was a pretty lavish wedding. They had this awesome spread.
Jack's Brewery, right?
I don't remember the name. It was something that was like right on the river.
Yeah, the River Room. Like, River Room at Jack's Brewery.
It was a couple blocks away, I think, from the Harrah's. It was a really, really nice spot, and they had this huge spread. And one of my favorite things was the gator bites with the Creole sauce. That and the oysters was a big hit with me. It was fantastic.
I'm gonna tell you like this: the oysters in New Orleans are so much different than. Oh. Those raggedy, gigantic, mush oysters you get everywhere else.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah, I was in New Orleans for just 3 days. I think I had like five. I had oysters at like five different spots. Like basically every meal I had, oysters were involved.
And
I love oysters.
And then 9 months later,
you had
Luca.
Beignets, right?
Yes, we did. We went to, apparently I may not have gone to the best spot. We went to Dumont, like the normal tourist spot. We went, other people have told me should have gone to Cafe Beignet or this, that, and the other place. We went to the regular tourist spot.
No, look, you got to go to Cafe Dumont. Like, they the OGs. Yeah. They've been around damn near long as the French Quarter.
That's where we went,
And you know you're going to get it fresh and hot. Yeah.
It's good.
And get I didn't
like the, I didn't like the coffee, but
you don't
I
like
love
chicory?
The beignets. I don't
I like
chicory.
That chicory.
No.
Cafe au lait.
Yeah, I love the beignets were great.
You know what company is in New Orleans, right?
No.
Folgers.
Really?
Everybody in New Orleans drinks Folgers.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't know that.
Spain up 2-0 on Costa Rica just now.
Okay.
So it's really like the food, and the great thing about New Orleans is you ain't gonna never get shortchanged on your portions.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. That's like the never. Thing. And you could go into a hole in the wall and eat good. You could go anywhere. You don't have to go to the fancy restaurants to eat good.
Oh, dude, I was on Yelp and I'm like, oh, 5 stars everywhere. Let's just go somewhere.
The best chicken joint is in a gas station.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Other than Popeyes.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure,
I don't
sure.
know how familiar you guys are. All we had was Popeyes and Church's.
Huh.
Church's was like the hood chicken. Like you used to go in there.
Yeah, that's when you don't have that much money.
I've been to Church's in South Florida before.
Yeah, they have that big jar of jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And so whatever you order, you get a couple of jalapenos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm telling you, as a kid, we used to eat jalapenos like pickles.
Nice. Nice. All right, when we come back, going to give you the odds on Heat Wizards tonight. Heat are going to be shorthanded. How shorthanded will they be? Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono in for Tobin today here on AM 560 Sports.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
WQAM. So we know we're not going to see Jimmy Butler tonight against the Wizards. We're yet to know more about Tyler Hero, who is like hopeful to come back, but based on what he told Barry Jackson yesterday, he's not sure if he's going to be healthy enough to come back this week or next week. But obviously with Jimmy out, you know what that means, Leroy? Jimmy, Tyler, and Bam have not played together since November 1st. That was the last time all three were in the lineup at the same time. So it's
that's why they're 7-11.
Yep.
I mean, you can put whatever twist you want on it. That's about where that goes. I want to play a game with you.
Okay.
I have here, and the only other person that knows about this school is Dan Day. Look, Dan.
Ooh.
Goodness gracious.
So,
what is that?
Let me explain what this book is. In 1990, they wanted to raise the Ninth Ward, wanted to raise money for this high school that's in the Ninth Ward. So they made this cookbook. Everybody in the Ninth Ward, everybody had their own recipe of whatever.
Nice.
They sold it for $25, right? It sold 20,000 copies.
Yeah. Wow. Every kitchen in New Orleans, you had that and River Road's cookbook, no matter what.
Right.
Wow.
And everybody from New Orleans calls me and asks, can I make a copy?
This is I'm going to be calling you for that.
This is
now.
One of the OGs.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you some words out of the cookbook. And
oh,
we're going to have you pronounce these words.
Man. Oh, here we go.
And,
oh, man. I
and
can't
it's
wait.
Funny because me and Dan are going to have a great time watching you butcher our hometown.
You guys are going to be laughing your asses off.
Yeah, oh,
my,
yeah.
It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, as you were, keep going. I'll find a good one.
So, I'm looking for tonight. And by the way, let me give you what we know so far about the injury report for Washington, because they could be down some bodies as well. This is per Ira Winderman. Bradley Beal, questionable with a right thigh contusion. Rui Hachimura is questionable with a right ankle. Monte Morris, questionable right ankle soreness for both of those. DeLon Wright out, right hamstring strain. So the Wizards could be pretty shorthanded as well. The Heat are, despite the fact that Jimmy's not going to play and Tyler may or may not play, and I'm sure if we get an announcement on Hero, that's going to probably affect the line one way or the other. But the Heat are 2.5-point favorites tonight. Or if you want the Heat on the money line, it's minus 138. So I guess we got options tonight, Dan, because we also have Florida Panthers in action against the Bruins, and we have Canes basketball. So we have our fill. There's plenty of opportunities to watch the local teams play tonight.
Is there any chance Tyler plays?
A lot of action. Good night for action.
Should I do a South Florida parlay?
You're prepping your food. You're cooking. Yeah. Watching a little, you know, basketball or hockey or whatever.
Should I do a South Florida parlay where I take all three teams on the money line and see how rich I can get?
The Bruins are pretty good, though.
Don't quit your day job.
That would worry me a little bit. The Bruins worry me a little bit.
You know what's going to happen? Not only will I not quit my day job, I'm going to be working two shows on Friday to try and make up the money I lost. Because on Friday, I'm hosting the Joe Rose Show, and I'm hosting Hawk and Crowder in the afternoon.
But I'm going to be sandwiched right. I'm going to be in a Dino sandwich. That's going to be nice.
So are you working the middle show or are you working with me?
10 to 2, yes.
So I don't get to work with you then. That sucks.
Dono, I just sent you the first one.
Oh, goodness. Also, the Bruins are 17-2-0 this year. So keep that in mind when you're parlaying.
Give it a shot. Dan Day's going to know right away.
Mirliton casserole.
What?
Mirliton.
Ah, close.
Don't pronounce the first R. Mirliton.
Oh, Mirliton. Yeah. Well, why do they put an R in there if I'm not supposed to pronounce it?
Why does Tua have an N in Tongue Valoa?
Have you ever met a Russian? They have all them consonants?
We have lots of Russian friends. We like to talk about Sergei Bobrovsky. He stopped a lot of shots, Leroy. It's wonderful. Russia.
Molotovs with grit friends. Sometimes in the South.
Well, usually it looks like a green pepper, but it's light green and it's a little softer.
Yeah, it's not as spicy either.
The only way I have it is... Most of the time, you stuff it.
Yeah. I've had the casserole, though, too.
Yeah, man.
Oh, no, you do it more with grits.
I got one for you.
You have grits. I don't want to ruin it, but with grits, you have your Griards.
Yeah. See, you messed it up.
Wow. I knew it.
I was going to send that one. Oh, wait. I got one more quick one. Keep going.
Okay.
This one you should get. Okay. Because of your heritage.
Okay. This is very suspenseful because I'm looking at the Apple chat and I can see he's typing. I'm getting the three dots there. So I know Leroy's typing.
Well, I'm just saying, Donna, when you think about that parlay, the Bruins are 17-2-0 this year. So
okay, so turkey tetrazzini.
You should have gotten that one.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Tetrazzini. Yeah.
Well, if you're going to really go the Italian pronunciation, tetrazzini. It's like a hard, the two Z's, it's like a hard Z.
I love some tetrazzini though, man. Whew, it's like a casserole. Yes. I think I'm in love with casseroles. I've come, that's been
well,
a late.
Here's what my new thing is. And my son learned how to make it. I have gone to, what's the restaurant on down by the beach on Sunrise. There's another one in Boca. Oh, I can't think of the name of it.
I'm not sure. I'm a Dade County kid.
I don't know if there's one down in Dade. I think there might be one at in Aventura. It's a chain, but it's fancy.
Like a Capital Grill?
Capital Grill. There
okay.
You go.
Yeah. As soon as you said chain, fancy, I'm like, must be Capital Grill.
I have gone into a Capital Grill and ordered 3 lobster mac and cheese to go.
That's good.
Fonz, my son, can make it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. With the same cheeses, everything.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
You don't buy the live lobster, though, do you?
Huh?
You don't have to buy the live lobster. You already have like.
No, I just get, you know what I get? Those, you know, the little tails?
Yeah.
Or the, with the lobster, they use the claw meat. They don't use lobster.
Mm.
So they use the claw meat. But I've I get those little lobsters. You can get about, it's like $30 a pound, but you get four tails. So I double that up, and then I fry them up. Mm. Fry, cut them up and fry them up. And I've had lobster po' boy.
Ooh. Man, what do you put on that?
I've had shrimp po' boy. I've never had lobster po' boy. It's
but
be,
the key is
the next stop.
Believe it or not, Dono, the key is, and I hate to say this, the bread is so different in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The French bread is it's like day and night.
Yeah.
You know, and so that is what, it's like buying Cuban bread, but getting it from a Cuban bakery.
Right. Or buying Cuban bread in Des Moines, Iowa, probably not the same.
Right.
Cuban bread.
But the thing is that, have you ever gone where, when I lived out east, I used to live two blocks from Bunny Bread.
Oh yeah.
So we used to go right into the actual, they have a little store there.
Nice.
And you could get like the, not the fresh stuff, like, you know, donut shops in New Orleans, like if it's a day old, they sell it cheaper. So you can go, give me them day old donuts or give me that day old bread. Like, so you go to Bunny Bread, they have the store and they have bread that was made yesterday and you can buy it for like half price.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm laughing at this message from Dade South. He says, FTX dude made a lot of people po' boys. On that note, we'll be back. Tobin and Leroy Show, AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I did notice when we were talking about Josh Gattis earlier, the Miami Hurricanes offensive coordinator, who is like the least popular guy in town. So this supposedly really good junior college wide receiver got a Miami offer. This is going to be like one of those hot JUCO transfers. Andrew Armstrong is his name. Supposedly a really good player. And he tweeted out yesterday, after a great conversation with Alonzo Highsmith, I have received an offer to the University of Miami. And that has people wondering. Now, Alonzo Highsmith, of course, is the GM of football operations with the Hurricanes. So he's very involved in recruiting and evaluating. But people are trying to read between lines. Wait, so Josh Gattis, who's the offensive coordinator and the wide receivers coach, isn't it usually the position coach who's the point man, like for a player who plays that position? How come this guy's getting his offer from Alonzo Highsmith, not from Josh Gattis? So that's making people wonder, is this another sign, if you're reading the tea leaves, that Gattis may not be back?
I don't think so.
I don't know if it means anything, because you could also say that, you know, Gattis is focusing on a game this weekend, and since we know Highsmith is involved in recruiting, the offer, you know, the offer could have come from him.
Yeah, players have rapports with different coaches. Different players always tell you different things, like, I don't know, little cafecito. Like Channing Crowder said, he didn't go to the Florida Gators because he liked Ron Zook so much. It's because he liked Charlie Strong. So that was his position.
That was his
coach.
Position.
Right. But
coach,
what I'm saying is maybe Highsmith has a rapport with this recruit, and he was the one that was in the forefront of recruiting him. And that's just the whole thing. We're trying to read into it too much. With that being said, I don't know if Josh Gattis is back next year, though. I mean, sometimes just things don't look like they work. Like Nathaniel Hackett with the Denver Broncos. It's obvious. Very obvious that things aren't working out there. If I'm a Denver Broncos,
disaster.
Let's just cut ties with him. I know it's the first year. Oh, gotta give him some time. It ain't gonna get better. Josh Gattis, now maybe it will. It just seems like he's coaching like he's still in the Big Ten. He has not made enough adjustments, obviously, because there has not, in my opinion, been enough touchdowns and enough improvement as the year is going on. They've digressed rather than progressed, which, of course, I know injuries, quarterback, everything like that. But I don't know. I feel as though the sign of a good coach is they make adjustments and they adjust to what they have. And
I also think for better or for worse, I think that this staff kind of punted on this season. I think after the Middle Tennessee game, it was like a wake up call. Like, wow, we really like we're maybe not as talented as we thought we were. And guys are not really buying in certain guys the way we hoped that they would. And like, you got to remember, and some people are going to say he's making excuses. Oh my God. I'm just telling you how I feel. Like I can't guarantee you things get dramatically better. I think they will be, but I also think that Mario knows that, hey, I'm here on a 10-year contract, and if I have to tear the whole thing down in order to build it back up in my image, and, you know, we're obviously not, you know, good enough to be an 8, 9, 10 win team this year, we might as well maybe sacrifice success today to try to install our systems for tomorrow. I definitely think that there's some of that going on, and I know a lot of you don't want to hear that, and a lot of people will refuse to believe it. But I'm telling you, I think that they kind of punted on the season, especially after that Middle Tennessee game. Because in the Texas A&M game, they lost, but they played pretty physical and pretty well in certain phases, not in special teams, but they played physical. And then they come out and they get their doors blown off by Middle Tennessee. And I think that's maybe when they realize might want to focus on next year more than this year.
Yeah, and it's also the X's and O's and Jims and Joes. You know, you lose your starting quarterback. You have to play your backup quarterback. Zion Nelson never played this year. You know, you're missing some of the key pieces to your team. You've had some injuries, kind of been up and down with the lineup. So a little bit of that, and yeah, some of that maybe starts to set in after a while. You've had those losses. Then you've had these injuries. Then you start looking at the record. Then you start seeing guys that are halfway checked in and halfway checked out, and you say, all right, like, this season's a wash. Let's go ahead. And like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, yeah. Do you really want to practice those extra weeks? You know, if you do, let's say you beat Pitt this week. Is it that important to practice those extra weeks? I don't know. I mean, some would say yes, some would say no. I'm a believer in that, you know, just get your talent where you want it to be and the rest will fall where it may. Like I said, you know, Josh Gattis was really good last year. He was the assistant coach of the year or the offensive coordinator.
The Broyles award winner. And you know what's funny? Manny Diaz is a semifinalist for this year's Broyles, which shows you about how much that award means.
Yeah.
Right? He's the defensive coordinator at Penn State. He's on the Broyles semifinalist list.
Well, I'll tell you this. This situation very similar to what happened a couple years back with LSU. Coach O came in there and they got Matt Canada, who was offensive Broyles Award winner. Oh, what an offensive genius. And you could tell from week one, it's not going to work.
I've won three Broyles. People don't realize this.
But he's coaching a team like they're in the ACC, but they're in the SEC. And sure enough, about 8, 9 games into the year, Coach O pulled no punches. He said, some of these guys aren't going to be back, and you know who I'm talking about. What happened? Yep. He fires Matt Canada. What happens? LSU goes 15-0 two years later. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you got to say, hey, man, you got to make – that's the thing. I think Josh Gattis is a good coach. He might not be in the right situation. I don't like that he has not adjusted this season. You're playing in the ACC. You have to play like an ACC team, not like Michigan. You don't have the personnel, and you're not in that same conference. That's the thing
I
worry about.
But only Mario knows if it's really on Gattis for not adjusting or if he's just doing what the head coach wants him to do. Like, we don't – because that's one of those things. Like, when they're going to start evaluating after the season's over, you know, which coaches he wants to keep or which he wants to retain, only he knows all the factors, right? Because only Mario knows – how much was this guy truly hampered by the injuries and the lack of talent, and how much of the things that's frustrating everybody on game day is actually what I'm directing him to do, not what he's choosing to do on his own.
Yeah, and a lot of it is too, you know, a coach is only as good as his talent. You and I, let us coach the all-pro team against a high school team. We're going to look like great coaches. We're going to win every game. Go out there, guys, do what you do. But at the same time, you know, we've all been in the workplace where somebody comes in, they're like, oh, this is the next big thing. He's a big shot. He's great. He's worked at this place and this place and this place. And you're all fired up and you see him and you're like, he comes with all these accolades, or she comes with all these accolades, but I don't see it. And you keep waiting for it and waiting for it until one day you have to be like, come on now. So like, I'm hoping maybe, do you give Josh Gattis another year? Maybe. But yeah, Mario Cristobal knows. He's going
to
say, look.
If they do, it's for continuity's sake. Like that to me, that's the number one argument is that, for as poor as this offense has been, and they had their worst offensive output since 1965 last week, 98 yards, historically bad. For as poor as this offense have been, they might keep him another year just for the sake of like, hey, continuity, same system, guys are going to know it better. And also maybe, I'm not speaking for him, obviously, but maybe Cristobal is thinking, like, if after 1 year, if I'm starting to fire coordinators, it's going to make this look like kind of an unstable situation. I at least want to make it look as stable as possible. That continuity seems to me probably the top argument for why you wouldn't make a change.
You know, I trust Mario Cristobal still. Even though he's had a rough season, I trust he knows what he's doing. And if he keeps Josh Gattis, I'll say, okay, you must know something I don't know. If he fires Josh Gattis, I'll say, okay, you know something that we all kind of saw out there. So trust in the coach for right now. You got to give the head coach a little more time, the offensive coordinator. You know, it really just, I'll trust whatever Mario Cristobal does this season.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.